We've been, just been joined by our next guest, Timmy House, and Timmy hasn't been on the Roadhouse for a little while, at least not while I've been here. Timmy, it's great to have you back.
Oh, it's great to be back. Thanks for having me.
And I don't remember the last time you were on. It's a while ago.
Gosh, it's been a while. Yeah, yeah. I bet it's gaining on a year, I bet.
I bet it is. Yep. You've been busy, though.
Very busy this summer, yep.
Now, you've been busy not only in Cook County, but you get out and about a little.
Yeah, I travel quite a bit. I have more this summer probably than I ever have, and I might regret a little bit going so much.
because of the weather that Dave just described?
I'll tell you what. It seems like every time I leave here, I play in the western suburbs on Lake Minnetonka quite a bit, and it seems like every time I go down there, it's 90 degrees.
Oh, yeah.
And, man, I like the 65 stuff.
like next week.
Well, but aren't you playing in luxury air-conditioned venues?
Oh, well, a lot of outdoor.
Oh, no. Yeah, exactly. Well, you got to get a different agent, book inside.
I'm my own agent, so I only have myself to blame, I guess.
You know, speaking of the business side of things, most of the musicians who come in here can't really say that they make their livings on music, and you're able to. It's great, and how do you work at that? What kind of marketing now? You say you're your own agent.
You know, honestly, I don't do much anymore. I've been in the business for a long time. Word of mouth is probably the biggest thing for me. But I'm lucky enough, I do a lot of the same venues every year, a lot of the same festivals, that kind of thing. And my summer typically books up in February in a couple of days, I'd say about 75%. And then I just fill in the gaps as I go.
Wow. That's great.
So, yeah, very fortunate that way.
Yeah. You know, people must really appreciate when you come in and play your music to book up that far in advance, year in and year out. Makes life easy for you.
Yeah, I think a lot of it, too, is creating good relationships with owners or booking agents. I do work with one agent. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, I almost got into Bayfront Blues Fest at the last minute because of this fella, but alas, it didn't happen.
Mm, that would have been a good gig for you.
Yeah, I've played it. Let's see, it's got to be about 5 years ago now, I'm guessing. Uh-huh. And I'm not really a blues guy.
Oh, yeah.
But I can, you know, so I did get booked, and it was a lot of fun. It was kind of funny. I was the opening act that year under the tent, and I said to the sound guy, it was about 15 minutes before I went on, and I said, my gosh, there's nobody here. He says, oh, don't worry. They haven't opened the doors yet. Oh. And it was about 5 minutes before I started. The whole place was absolutely jammed.
Really?
Yeah, so it was kind of, you know, I didn't think anybody was going to show up. So.
Yeah, yeah. So a little bit, your heart was kind of hanging a little low there.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
And then you came back to reality. That's just great.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, just to start things out, we'd like to hear a little music.
Sure, that sounds
good. Warm people up.
Woke up today, decided to kill my ego. Was it never done me no good, no how? I'm gonna break through and blast off the bar door. And them flowers light far away from the here and now. Taking 49 divine day vacation from reality and all else in between. I'm gonna transmigrate to my destination far beyond time to an eternal dream. Am I dreaming or am I dying? 'Cause either way, I don't mind at all. When it feels so good, you just can't help crying. or you have to let go, so the soul may fall. So my God, it's so beautiful, everything is part of me. When it's hard looking through all the lies made world, but if you close your eyes, it comes so easy to see. Oh, you have to let go so the soul may fall.
Timmy House, everybody. Sounding really good, Tim.
Oh, thanks.
Tell us a little bit about that song.
That song is written by a new country guy, oddly enough. He's been dubbed in a few articles that I've read as the savior of country music. Of course, you know, a lot of people don't like the bro country stuff, like Florida Georgia Line or whatever. This guy's name is Sturgill Simpson, and he actually records with Waylon's, Jennings' his old band. And, just fantastic stuff. I've really gotten into him just the last little while.
Yeah, it seems like country and singer-songwriter stuff and, you know, various types of even rock have kind of merged.
Funny, one article I just read, they were talking about how guys like Willie Nelson are now not necessarily considered country. Mm-hmm. You know, they're dubbing them more as Americana.
Yes.
Or whatever, which is, to me, is just odd. Those guys are the real deal country, mm-hmm. you know, in comparison to... You know, a lot of the, you know, I just played a country festival in Walker, Minnesota. And, I heard two covers of a Bruno Mars song, Uptown Funk, out of country music. You know, and to me, it was just, that's just not country music.
Well.
Nothing against Bruno Mars.
No, I don't think that rap is going to merge in the country.
That's crazy. Yes, they were rapping. Yeah. There was like a lot of heavy metal, kind of 80s guitar solos, which I was kind of taking
at the country fest.
At the country fest.
How was the crowd reacting to that?
You know, the crowd was super young. I think that particular fest is geared more towards this new country stuff. And for me, I mean, my wife and I were in the crowd, and I said, honey, I can't take this. I said, we were about three songs in. She said, me neither. Let's go.
Now, these guys were actually calling themselves country.
Right. Yep.
They weren't just showing up because they got invited to a country. Okay.
No. Huh. Yeah, it's an interesting turn, but I'm hoping the tide is going to turn the other way now.
Now, when are you going to write a rap country song?
Oh, not anytime soon, huh? Buck.
Or, a heavy country metal
heavy
song.
Heavy country metal. Oh, that's funny.
Well, have you seen that in your career as far as music trending and new forms of country, new forms of pop? You know, reflect on that a little bit. You've been in music all your life?
I've been playing professionally since I'm 19, so I've been doing it a long time. I mean, there's definite trends, but...
Three or four years now?
$5.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Oh, I turned 40 this year. It's been 20.
Wow. Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah. But yeah, as far as for me, what I do, I don't really follow trends. I play stuff that I like.
Yeah.
You know, and I try to relate to my audience I know a lot. I have a lot of songs in my catalog, and I'll play to them, you know, and it just happens that old country is probably my biggest love, but of course I love everything, you know, pop and even hard rock, and, you know, some of that old hip-hop stuff is pretty good too.
You must really train yourself to remember all that stuff. I mean, I'm always amazed that musicians can just pick it up and they remember the words. And
Well, it's,
you know, pick things out of a crowd.
It's like lifting weights, right? I mean, eventually you can just do it. Yeah. But I remember when I was a little kid, my parents always said, "Wow, you really can remember all the words." And I guess it's something I've always just been at. Yeah, I've been good at.
I can remember numbers and faces.
Yeah,
but
everybody's got their strengths.
Yeah. Yep.
Now how
it's
about
hard
this?
To play music to that though.
You're a solo act.
Correct.
Currently,
yep.
You have had bands in the past.
Yes.
How's that look in the future? What's the, you know, when does it become a band? When is it just you? Do you collaborate?
I do theater stuff with bands still, but I don't see myself in a band situation. Maybe a fun side project kind of thing, but this, you know, I don't have to rely on anyone else, which is a huge thing in the band business. Mm-hmm. You know, I show up on time. I they know what they get. What they're expecting from me. So, I don't see myself anytime in the future playing full time with a band again. Mm-hmm. Honestly, there's not enough money in playing with a full band.
Yeah,
you know, when you have to split it four, five, six ways, it's the check becomes pretty meager.
Yeah,
and you're making
to make
a living.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and you know, the logistics too, transportation, housing, the whole deal.
Absolutely. Just trying to get people's schedules together.
Yeah.
You know, travel and. It was daunting in the end for me, and that's why I'm glad I got out of it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, you're certainly the local staple now. You play Voyagers tonight?
Yep, correct.
The new brew house downtown?
Yep.
That's a big new place. Tell us about that. How's the crowd?
They have fantastic beer. The crowds are, you know, I haven't played there a lot.
Are you upstairs? Are you inside?
I'm assuming that I'm downstairs, but I guess I don't. I'll know when I show up.
Yeah.
And I don't think they do music outside because the tavern does music, and that would. I'm not sure if that the sound would carry and be a
battle of the roof bands. We're waiting for that.
I could hear you out at my house then.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. 7 miles away.
So, downstairs though, the acoustics seem a little bouncy, like a lot of rocks, a lot of glass.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a big, spacious room. I think being a solo, it's much better than being even in a duo, because you're only fighting yourself. You know, and I being one guy, you can play to the room more. Mm-hmm. So, I haven't had an issue for me, but I have heard some people say that it's a little bright or it's loud in that room. Mm-hmm. They have great beer down there, though.
Oh, they do. We're ready for another tune. What have you got in mind?
Let's do one by the band. Let's play a song. It's called Ophelia. Some
second coming of Ophelia. Wanna come back
again. Timmy House and playing a little band. You know, the band was that was like an ultimate band at that time. Those guys were
fantastic.
Good.
What an influence on so many.
Yes,
so many.
I've still got the Last Waltz at home.
Oh yeah, you know, just watched it the other night.
Oh, that is so good. I'd probably Dave hasn't he's a little younger.
Oh,
I don't know if he's seen the Last Waltz.
I only look young.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Anyway, yeah, they were a fabulous group, and it's nice to hear that song again.
Yeah, right on.
Yeah. Do you do some writing, Tim?
You know, I've done a lot of writing, and I don't know if I can call myself a songwriter anymore. I've written tons of songs over the years, and I probably haven't written one in five.
But you still play your own music?
Yeah, occasionally. Yeah. I'd say more than anything, I do cover stuff. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I do my own stuff, especially if somebody asks, I'll certainly do one.
Mm-hmm. Is that when you're booking gigs? Are they looking for a certain sound then most of the time, or
do you
have to adjust your music?
I would say that for the most part, like I said, I've been playing the same venues, you know, over the years, same festivals, kind of thing. That they know what to expect from me, you know. So I don't have the struggle of trying to go and impress somebody new. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So which is a very fortunate place to be in.
Yeah, and you don't have to. You can pick anything out of your repertoire. Then there's not a.
Yeah, and I certainly try to play to my age group. You know, if it's younger kids, I'll play them. You know, some newer pop stuff. If it's older folks, I lean on the old country a little more, or some oldie stuff.
Now, what would you play for Dave?
What would I play for Dave? I'm not sure, Dave. What are you into? That's what I would ask.
Oh yeah,
rap metal rap
metal rap.
No.
Little Beastie Boys?
Yeah.
that actually is kind of a metal rap song.
Yeah. I like the Pioneers.
Yeah, the Pioneers?
Yeah. Well, any like music that's groundbreaking, you know, sort of.
Sure.
Shattering.
Sure. Okay. You want me to play something for you
Blow me away.
Hey, you know, a special.
You know what? How about this? I'll play you, a true master, one of my probably favorite songwriters in the world. Well, maybe I should play a Dylan song, but I'll play some Paul Simon instead. Well, I'm sitting at a railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, with suitcase and guitar in hand, every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Well, home, my thoughts skipping home, my music's playing home, my love lies waiting inside. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories. Every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was home. Music's playing home, my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, play the game and pretend.
to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness in harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, well, I wish I was homeward bound, bound. Well, home, my thoughts escaping, home, my music's playing, home, my love lies waiting silently for me.
Great job on that song, Tim.
Thanks.
Yeah, I do like Paul Simon.
Yeah, he's one of my favorites for sure.
You know, for a lot of young people out there, that would be new and groundbreaking.
Yeah, yeah, that's
hip.
That's hip.
Because it's new to them. Wow. So, yeah, I remember, you know, those kind of songs bring you back to a certain era.
Absolutely.
All the time and put you right there.
Yeah, when music was real.
You know, it's funny. I caught my daughter today. She was listening to Paul Simon, and then Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young song came out.
Oh, no kidding.
I said, what are you doing? All of a sudden, you're playing stuff that I like.
There's hope.
So there is hope, hopefully.
Yeah, I remember in our era, which was my era, 60s, and not your era, David.
Some of our listeners.
Tim, but yeah, exactly. Yeah. That we didn't listen to music that was older.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was so much music coming out. It wasn't hip at the time.
Right.
And now people listen, you know, youngsters listen to all kinds of different music.
Absolutely.
All different eras.
Well, you know, the crazy thing about when rock and roll was introduced too is, I mean, it was such a change. You know, you go from big band, you know, to rock and roll. I mean, that's just a crazy leap.
It was. Yeah, I didn't know where it was going either. And then country too was pushed aside. And the blues, it took a... They become part of rock and roll, really.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it was a musical time to be in, I think.
Such good songs written.
Great songs.
You know, back when rock and roll started and then shortly thereafter.
Yep. So, but you're playing tonight at Voyager.
Yes, correct.
And how about tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night, Saturday, I'm at Papa Charlie's tomorrow night from 9:30 to 12:30, which is kind of my house gig. I do that. Is whenever I'm home, pretty much during, on a Saturday, and then on Sunday at the Gunflint Tavern.
Cool. Oh, yeah, three days in a row. That's great.
Yep.
Yeah. We have time for one more tune.
Oh, awesome.
Have you got one?
Yeah. Let's see here.
Dave, do you have a request?
You know any Ween?
I do, actually. You really want to hear a Ween song?
What a guy.
Put on that jammy pack.
Okay, now I haven't played. Now this could go awry on me, because I probably haven't played this song in years. But we'll, and I don't know that I've ever played it by myself. But we'll try it anyway. It's called Voodoo Lady.
Okay.
Gotta think of that. Gotta think of this is radio appropriate. I think it is. I'll edit it if it's not.
Perfect.
Boogie 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 boogie.
You drive me crazy crazy voodoo lady. Oh yeah.
Hey, just for you, Dave.
Dean and Gene would be proud.
Dean and Gene. I used to do a lot of that kind of stuff. I was in a jam band for a long time.
Oh, man,
so.
It shows. That was
really I'm glad I made it through.
You did more than make it through. That was good. Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Talk about a versatile musician. He can pull that
no
right out.
No wonder you're a pro.
I've never even heard of them before.
Yeah.
And you know all the words.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
They're a very avant-garde, interesting band.
Uh-huh.
Cutting so, edge.
Yeah, you know, kind of like you
in
said.
In the 90s.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
That's great.
Classic, almost.
Yeah, I would say.
Or soon to be.
Underground classic.
Yeah, cult
you
classic.
Know. Yeah,
cult
exactly.
Classic.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, Tim, we want to thank you so much for joining us, as always.
Thanks for having me,
and
guys.
Don't wait so long to come back.
Well, yeah, absolutely. You know, fall's coming close, so things are slowing down a little bit.
Okay.
So.
Sounds good.
Awesome. Thanks, you guys.
Tim House.
Thank you.